Yirmiyahu Parachaf Hey Pasuk Tez Zayin Le'unishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So war is coming, not just to the Jewish people, but it's a world war that is looming on the horizon. And if you read the literature and the news from the 1930s, as World War II loomed, there was a similar sense of dread upon much of the world, realizing if they had had World War I before, how terrifying and how terrible. When the wrath of God is let loose, it's a terrifying thing. Tezayin v'shasu v'hisgo ashu v'hischo lalu. And these nations who drink the four cups of punishment and travails are going to drink, and they're going to stagger like drunken men, and they're going to be crazed v'hischo lalu. I'm not quite sure what the word root of v'his holalu. Lashon holelos. Yishtetu, says Rashi. Holelos v'sichlus. Idiocy, foolishness. And they're going to become shotim. They're going to become crazed. Mipnei hacherev, because of the sword poised above their necks. Ashar nochi sholeach beinosam, that I send among them. The man Lois says, like somebody who's about to be executed, wants to dull his senses, anything to drown out the voice in his head where he knows the execution is coming. So they're going to be drunk and they're going to be out of their minds. Yitzayin v'akachas hakos miyad Hashem, and I took the cup from the hand of Hashem. So what does it mean he took the cup from the hand of Hashem? So some of the Mefarshim say that this is referring to Yirmiyahu himself, that he took on the mission without fear of informing the nations that they're going to be destroyed. And I gave to drink to all of the nations that God sent me among them. So the Radak says he never left Eretz Yisrael. So it's a prophetic vision of taking the cup and giving to drink. The Matsudas David says he actually prophesied among the Goyim. But the Abarbanel, the Radak, say no, this is a vision that Yirmiyahu was giving them to drink because he was the one who saw it coming in all of its terror and all of its facets. Yilches es Yerushalayim v'sarei Yehuda v'es melacheha v'es sareha. Jerusalem, all the cities of Yehuda, its kings, its princes, l'aseis olam l'charba, to make of them a waste. L'shama, a desolation. L'shrei ka, a hissing or a whistling, the liklala, and a curse, kayom hazeh, this day. These are not the same lashonos as mentioned previously in the Tochacha that we saw in the previous parak or two, I think it was in Chaf Gimel, where it literally used the same exact words as the Tochacha. But here we see that the kings, Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, Sidkiyahu, not Yoshiyahu who didn't deserve this, but his sons, all of them, and its nobles are going to be punished by seeming to be drunk, not reading the political and military situation correctly when they see it in front of them. If they knew what they were up against, they wouldn't have rebelled against Bavel. It was our own fault. We took bad advice from our young and aggressive counselors, who the pundits, who all know everything all the time. Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, who I no longer will go anywhere near. There's a guy who's got a lot to answer for. All of the cities of the great city of Eretz Israel are doomed. Yotes es paro melech Mitzrayim. But not just the Jews. Everybody's going to get theirs. When the destruction wreaked by Hamas and Iran and the Houthi and all of these allied militant groups of the Middle East are going to destroy, they're not just going to destroy Eretz Israel. They're going to come for you next. You think, oh, okay, on our college campuses, well, I'm sorry, I'm getting into my own political views. You do not have to agree with my political views, but all of these liberal college students, queer for Palestine, if they were in Palestine, they would find themselves being tortured and dismembered. And sooner or later, the forces of destruction that are being loosed are going to come for everybody, including Mitzrayim. Including the great nation of Mitzrayim, always the southern power, the classic power of the southern Middle East and northern Africa. They're going to be destroyed. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, and it doesn't matter which Paro it is, he's always Paro. Vesavadav and his servants, Vesarav and his officers, Veskolamo and the entire nation of Egyptians. Chav the East Kol Ha'erev, the East Kol Malche Eretz Ha'utz. And Erev is, Rashi says, Kol Sumchusa Asher Orva Paro Umishanto Alehem LeEzra. So these are the allies of Paro, the king of Egypt. Erev may be seen as a place, but Rashi says it's the allies. Sumchevasa supports your somech on them, which are Paro's guarantee. All of them are going to be punished and get swept up in the maelstrom of destruction. And all of the kings of Eretz Utz, which is part of Edom, Eretz Utz is mentioned in Eicha, Ve'is kol malchei Eretz Plishtim, and all the kings of the Palestinians, I'm sorry, of the Philistines, the rest of the land, Ves Ashkelon, Ves Aza, Ves Ekron, there's Aza. Aza's never been a center of peace and tranquility in the Middle East. Ashkelon, Aza, Ekron, the great cities of the Palestinians, I'm sorry, of the Plishtim, now I'm doing it, Ve'is Sheiris Ashdod, and the remnant of Ashdod. The Radak says on this that Ashdod may have at some point been partially destroyed by Egypt before Nebuchadnezzar conquered it. The Malbim says it was conquered by Paro and not necessarily Nebuchadnezzar. Rav Yosef Kara says this is a reference in Divrei Hayamim to King Uzziah, one of the late kings of Yehuda who conquered Ashdod. And so all of these great cities of the Philistines are doomed when the tidal wave comes from Babel and sweeps across this region of the Middle East.